Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were tragically murdered outside her Brentwood home on June 13, 1994, marking 31 years since the heinous act. RadarOnline.com reveals that prior to her death, Nicole was on the cusp of a new life, with a desperate call for help made 5 days before she was killed, as ex-husband O.J. Simpson's stalking intensified. Call for 5 days before her murder, Nicole contacted a domestic abuse helpline while attempting to reconcile with Simpson, who she had divorced in 1992. This was not her first plea for assistance. She had called 911 to report abuse from Simpson on at least 8 occasions. Notably, he was arrested for domestic violence on New Year's Day in 1989. Nicole had spent a week away from home but returned for her children's sake, according to her sister, Denise Brown. Denise shared, she said, "I don't want to ruin my children's father's life." Dominque Brown noted, Nicole was a very, very good hider of her domestic violence, emphasizing her attempts to shield loved ones from her struggles. Conversation with in Los Angeles. Nicole formed a close friendship with Kris Jenner, who was married to Robert Kardashian, one of Simpson's lawyers. Jenner reflected on their last conversation, which centered on their mutual friend Faye Resnick, who was battling addiction. Jenner recalled, Nicole said, "Okay, we are going to go visit Faye. I remember it was Nicole's day, and she goes, 'No, Faye's having a good day. I'm leaving.'" Tragically, this was their final exchange before Nicole and Goldman were murdered. New having endured years in a tumultuous marriage, Nicole was poised to embark on a new chapter, a sentiment captured in secret diaries she kept. Melissa G. Moore, executive producer of The Life and Murder of Nicole Brown, remarked, "She was on the cusp of a new life." Moore added that Nicole suffered in silence, striving to protect her loved ones while experiencing profound loneliness. Tanya Brown, Nicole's youngest sister, recalls how Nicole was glowing after deciding to leave Simpson, saying, "What no one knows she experienced before her death is freedom." Tanya expressed gratitude that her sister had found joy in her final years, emphasizing, "I'm so glad that she had a good time the last 2 years of her life."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.